Expression is far more than what you say and how you say it. It's the energy of your expression that's important. So important, in fact, it acts as a magnet for all you desire. You want to make sure your magnet is drawing to you what you desire. Otherwise, you could be attempting manifesting all wrong. Tune in to today's episode for an exploration into expression, magnetism, and transmission, and what on earth these have to do with your purpose. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I'm super excited you've decided to spend some time with me today. So many of you tell me that you start your week with me, and I'm really honored to be a part of your weekly rhythm and ritual. If you're new here, a very warm welcome to you, and perhaps there's still time for me to make it into your weekly routine as well. So with September's energy focusing on our expression, and particularly the expression of our boundaries, and if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I really explored all of this in last week's episode. You don't need to listen to it right now. You can maybe tune in at the end of today's episode. But that forecast really pointed to the energy of this month, needing us to really go into our expression, our throat chakra, our need to redefine our boundaries, and of course to relax in there as well. So I have decided to focus on expression and in particular our magnetism in today's episode. And I think it's so important that we're also deep diving into this theme in my group mentoring program, Seeker. So it's not too late to join us for Seeker. If you enjoy today's episode and really want to spend some time with it, it is the focus for our month in my program, Seeker. I would just remind you, however, that enrollments to Seeker for 2020 will cut off in October and they won't reopen again until 2021. So now's the time to join if you have been thinking about it. So specifically in today's episode, we're going to explore the links between expression and magnetism. What transmission is and what it has to do with our four flows of energy and our desire, which really is a very big clue that what you seek is also seeking you. So we've got quite a bit to cover. Let's dive in, starting with these links between expression and magnetism. So I think we firstly, really need to start with what I mean by expression. So there are some obvious things here. Our voice and communication. So that can be our spoken verbal communication as well as our written communication, but it's all of the non-verbal communications as well. Our expression is really how we show up in the world. It's how we hold ourselves. It can be everything from the way we style our hair, our clothing, the way we style our home, in fact. It's all of the ways that we present ourselves to the world. Now, in particular, it is linked with our throat chakra. And that's why I want you to go back when you finished this episode and go back to last week's episode, because the throat chakra is also the center for choice and for integrity. And so when I'm talking about our expression, we really want to make sure that how we're showing up in the world is in integrity with what we know to be true for ourselves. And so this is really about that alignment between who we are and how we're presenting ourselves in the world and how we're operating in the world. So our expression is not just verbal cues, it is also our energetic cues. And I'm going to come back to that point in just a moment. Some of the ways that you can support your expression is by singing, by using your voice. Perhaps it is through written communication, so creative writing, journaling, they can all be great ways to express. And some of the ones that I've really been loving working with lately are chanting and sound. And so if you joined last month's guided gathering, we explored that in a bit of detail as well. The sound helps to clear our throat chakra. So chanting or using a mantra or something like that can really help to clear your throat chakra and support your expression. More than that, doing what you say you're going to do, or if that changes, clearly articulating that change is really important, particularly with the energy of this month. So let me then explain what I mean by magnetism. So what we express can also be an energetic transmission. So the energy that we express is what I call our transmission. And that transmission is our magnet. So if I say this in a different way, the vibration you are radiating or transmitting to the world around you is your magnet. So often when we're thinking about manifesting, we're thinking about drawing to us by what we put out. And so often people think of that physically, that what we do, what we are saying, what we are giving to others is what we're going to get back. So if I'm kind to that person, I'm going to get kindness back. But I want you to go deeper. I want you to go into the energy of what you're giving out. So the energy of what you're giving out is your transmission. And the reason that the energy is important is because what we are saying and what we're doing may not be in integrity with the energy. So let me give you an example. And the one that I often use is gift giving, because often in our society, gift giving becomes an obligation. And so if you're giving a gift, the act or action of that looks great, right? Well, I'm giving gifts to all of these people in my life. And so therefore, it may not be that you necessarily want gifts back, but that you may want thanks or praise or to be seen as being a good, kind person. But the transmission of that is off because the intention is obligation. Versus giving from the joy in your heart, giving because you have really thought about someone or you've serendipitously found this thing that you know that, you know, this person is going to enjoy, then that is in alignment. So often with manifesting, we think what we give out is what we get back, but what we give out must start with our energetic transmission. So the more you task yourself to the frequency or the feeling of what it is you want to feel in the world, you're going to have more opportunities to feel that. So when we want to draw to us money, opportunity, work, relationship, whatever it might be that we're trying to draw into our life, the magnet is in the energetic transmission. So this then leads me into a discussion around our transmission and the four flows of energy. So let me briefly explain what I mean by the four flows of energy. And I speak about this in my book, You Already Know. To me, there are four flows of energy that are constantly moving through our system. There's an energetic circuitry that is happening. So there is an in and out flow, and there is an up and down flow. So if we think of the in and out flow, it's really the energy that's coming in to us, the energy that we're allowing into our chakras, into our energy field, but it's also the physicality of that. What opportunities are we letting in? What money are we letting in? What people are we letting in? What clients are we letting in? So the inflow is relatively self-explanatory. It is what is coming from outside of us and coming into our system. The outflow then is the opposite. The outflow is what is inside of us being transmitted to the world. And that's really what I was talking about before with our magnet. What we send out into the world is our transmission. So that's the energy, but it can also be the physicality of what we're saying, how we're showing up, our actions, our intentions. So that's one half of the flow. The other half is the up and down flow. So the downflow is everything that's coming from the heavens, everything that's coming from the cosmos. It's everything that spirit and soul is sending to you. So all of the insights, all of the higher guidance that is making its way to you, all of the white light from Father Sky, from the cosmos, is coming down through your system. It's coming down into your field, it's coming down through your chakras. And in essence, it's running all the way through your human body and all the way into the earth. So many of us forget that it has to leave our body again and run down into the earth. The upflow then is the flow of earth energy. It is that rich, nourishing, nutrient energy of unconditional love that energetically flows from the earth. It has to flow from the earth up through our field, up through our chakras. And of course, it also needs to leave and return to the cosmos or to the sky. And so the up flow is really about the frequency of what you want to manifest. So bear with me for a second. We're talking about turning your magnet on. We're talking about transmitting out into the world around you. And we want there to be a constant flow of in and out and up and down. And so eventually what this starts to look like as this cycle, this circuitry is running clearly and without being inhibited, is that the guidance that you're receiving is being met with the frequency of the form it is here to take, that it is transmitting out of your body so that you're drawing to you the people, the places, the opportunities, the work, the relationships, all of the physicality is going to come drawing into your field. And so when you think about yourself as an energetic circuit, you want to make sure that each of these flows is actually working the way it needs to be working. Can you believe we are facing the home stretch of 2020? And what a year it's been. If you want to finish 2020 by clearing your energy flows, focusing on your life path and anchoring into your purpose, you are invited to join my group mentoring program, Seeker. We are currently taking enrollments, but they will close from October and not reopen until 2021. That gives you support, community, clarity, and healing as you finalize these last months of 2020 and work with these big energies that are actually supporting your personal journey. Every month in Seeker, we deep dive into topics just like this, with masterclasses, Q&As, processes, and resources to guide you deeper into who you really are and why you're really here. You can visit helenjacobs.co and follow the links to Seeker or find the direct link in the show notes. And you will get immediate access to all the trainings and teachings plus the back catalogue as soon as you enroll. I can't wait to see you in Seeker soon. So you may have heard me talk about the guidance cycle. It's something I talk a lot about in Seeker. It is something that I spoke about in my book, You Already Know. So the guidance cycle is basically the way that our guidance is constantly moving us through a recurring cycle of clearing, healing, restoring, and manifesting. So when we are expressing, we are actually moving the in and out flow. Our transmission is radiating outwards and we are going to interact with life. Life is going to start feeding back into us what is in alignment with that transmission. Now, we want that transmission to eventually be a match for our purpose and our guidance for our soul work, for our soul seed, if you're up to that part in the process. And we want what's coming up from the earth to be the frequency of that transmission. So the source of that transmission exists in the earth. And so we're really deep diving into this in Seeker this month so that we are fueling our circuitry with the source of all abundance, with the guidance of our purpose, and that we're radiating and transmitting that alchemized frequency. That radiating out of your body is going to be the best, biggest, most powerful magnet that you can work with to draw to you the people, the places, the possessions, the opportunities, the change that you desire. Now, that naturally, I didn't think I was going to segue so early, but that word desire brings me into my third point. What you desire is actually an alchemy. It's an alchemized frequency of where your purpose meets the earth's abundance. And it alchemizes in your system to radiate and transmit in the way that only you can. Because your human self brings with it your personality, your experiences, your particular lens, your perspective on the world. And all of that swirling together in your being is going to create a desire that only you can have. Now, I want us to go a step further with our desires. Often we think of our desires as something that we are wishing for, we're longing for. Maybe in terms of our soul work, we have a desire to contribute or to offer some particular message, to express something in particular. What I encourage every single person that I work with to think about is that your desire is not just what's possible, but what is inevitable for you. Your desire is the biggest clue you have that what you're seeking, what you are seeking, is also seeking you. And so what you desire is also trying to make its way to you. So the relationship you desire already exists and is trying to find you. How is it going to find you? Through the magnet of your transmission. That work that you want, that you're desiring, exists and it's trying to make its way to you. How does it find you? Through the transmission and the magnetism of your energy. And so there's a very specific reason why my group mentoring program is called Seeker. Because what you seek, the desire, the purpose that is inside of you, is also trying to make its way to you. And we're not thinking about it in this way. We're thinking about, I have this desire, I need to make it happen. Rather than, I have this desire is also desiring me. This purpose is desiring me. This job is desiring me. This partner is desiring me. This money is desiring me. And so our job is to keep moving through that guidance cycle that I mentioned before, so that our transmission is becoming so clear and so refined that what we're desiring inevitably makes its way to us. So the more that we are clearing and healing and restoring, we are actually honing in on our transmission. We are honing in on our magnet. We are reinforcing that magnet so that more and more of what is encoded in this world for us is able to find us. It doesn't find us because we've offered up a prayer. It doesn't find us because we have a positive affirmation. It's not finding us because you put that picture on your vision board. That alone is futile. And the reason that it's only working some of the time is because you haven't yet dialed in the magnet of your energy. And so when you task your energy flows, these four flows of energy, the up and down and in and out flows, and you pump your energy with so much clarity and the highest possible frequency of what you are desiring, it has no choice but to bring you more of that energy. Now, where I see this going wrong, for myself and for many others, is that when we're moving through the guidance cycle, when we're clearing, healing, and restoring, we get into this messy middle. And there is a moment where all of the gunk makes its way out. So the outflow is also where we are going to expel unwanted energy. So when we've been doing the clearing and healing work, we need to release that somewhere. And so it can come out in tears. It can come out in those quote unquote negative emotions. And there's no such thing as a negative emotion, but there are emotions that don't feel so great. And so we can feel angry and frustrated or jealous or resentful. And so when those feelings are making their way out, they're not the default position, but they have to be cleared out to bring us back to the core transmission, to bring us back to the core energy that we want to feel. And so this is the messy middle where people start to feel angry, or they start to feel that resentment, or they start to feel, you know, all of the emotions coming out. And they stop and they pivot and they focus on the feeling that now they think they have to fix. And this is also why it's so important to understand where you are in your awakening journey, because this can become really, really confusing if you're not aware of where you are in the journey. If you are very early on, you do, I believe, need to put some focus on getting the gunk out. there is a very specific macro cycle of clearing that is usually done very early on in the piece, where we're actively or proactively clearing out physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We are actively engaging in that. But when you're further down the path, we are allowing that energy to move out of us. And so if we allow it to come out, it will come out quickly. So let me give you an example. I am recording this just a couple of days after I have submitted my book manuscript. So book number 2 is currently with my publisher, and I am awaiting their first read through and their first feedback on this book. And so for the last few days, I have felt incredibly tired. My expression has felt quite worn. My physical body is incredibly tired. But if I confused this and I looked at it and thought, oh my gosh, there's something wrong, I'm tired and I need to fix this, then I would rush in, right? I would rush in and try and micromanage this. But when I can see it in the bigger scheme of things, I can see that my physical body needs rest and some of the emotions are just making their way out. So spontaneously over the weekend, there were some tears. I'm not sad. In fact, I'm elated. I feel on top of the world. But whatever was coming out while writing that book has come out physically, but it was also just making its way out energetically and physically and emotionally. And so I'm not putting any emphasis on it. More than anything, I'm bringing my awareness back to what I'm desiring and what I want to feel and running that circuitry through my system. The more we focus on how we want to feel, it will naturally begin to clear and heal anything that is no longer a vibrational match. And so as I am holding the energy and the frequency of what I desire next, so what I desire for our home, what I desire for our family, what I desire for my work, what I'm desiring for the book, what I'm desiring for my team, what I'm desiring for all of my friendships and relationships, the more that I hold that feeling, it is going to task everything else to reorganize itself. And so at some point, there is clearing and healing and restoring that is happening without my proactive digging around and trying to find it. And so in Seeker, I am helping the women in that program to know where they are in the journey, whether they need to be proactively working on this, whether they need to be focusing on their desire, what that desire is. We're going in much, much deeper. So for now, I want you to really be thinking about what needs to be expressed. What is the frequency that you need to be operating at so that you're drawing to you the opportunities, the people, maybe it's the money or relationships that are an energetic match for that desire. And then depending on where you are in your own spiritual journey, do you need to be actively moving through the guidance cycle, or do you need to be more actively focused on holding the frequency of your desire? So this is big. There's a lot that I have just given to you. So we're going to continue this conversation in the free Facebook group. But as I've said, if you're ready to come in deeper, if you really want to activate the energy of your desire, if you want to understand how your desire, your purpose is actually trying to make its way to you, if you want to turn your magnet on and understand your transmission, this is the big topic in Seeker this month. Don't forget, if you haven't listened, go back and listen to the previous episode to understand why this is so important, particularly if you're listening in real time in September of 2020. But this framework is true at any given point. It's the framework is real, but the energy of September is supporting us right now to make great quantum leaps with our desires, our magnetism. And it all comes back to the frequency of the transmission you are choosing to express right now. Thanks for tuning in to not only another episode, but to tuning in to yourself. Spirit tells me those who find the Guided Collective podcast are awakening to their path and purpose and aligning to it by following their intuition. So if you're still listening, that's you. It's my mission to guide and support you along the way. You can start by joining the Guided Collective community via our free Facebook group. And be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss another episode of the Guided Collective podcast.